Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
And welcome to Fritz and Friends, everyone. I am Cheryl Fritz, along with Mark Price, producing with me this evening on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Friday evening, getting ready to kick off 2 hours here. Going right out on the phone to Senator Gretchen Whitmer, Senate Minority Leader. Good evening, Senator. How are you tonight?
Cheryl, I'm great. Thanks for having me on. I know I was supposed to be on 24 hours ago, and I dropped the ball, so I apologize, and I'm glad to be with you tonight.
Hey, all's well that ends well. I just had to vamp a little bit. The show goes on. As I said last night to folks, if you thought it wasn't live radio, now you know.
Well, I felt terrible, so I'm glad to be with you now.
Oh, never, ever worry about that. We're just happy to have you on this evening. You're back at work heading up the Democratic Caucus, Senator. There's no time to rest this first week out, is there?
There's not. We haven't even been sworn in for the new term, and I've been doing overtime down at the Capitol just trying to get organized and ready for what is sure to be a tough session here.
A lot to get the office reorganized, some new staff as well?
Yeah, so I moved over from the Farnham building into the Capitol, actually, and it's a beautiful office. It used to be the Adjutant General's office, and you can come down and check it out. But it, beyond those easy things, there's a lot of tough decisions that are facing us that we're getting ready for as well.
Well, the budget certainly, Senator, is one of the biggest challenges for many states. Certainly, Michigan is no exception. Where on earth do you even get start sorting this budget out, and where to make the cuts?
Well, I think, the budget's going to start with the governor, and I have had the opportunity to chat with Governor Snyder. I think, he's talked a lot about shared sacrifice and moving everyone in the state forward, and so long as he's able to stick to those, I think we've got to be absolutely committed to putting our fiscal house in order for the long term. No more games. It's time.
Oh, we're having a cell phone issue. There's somebody that just doesn't want you and I to talk, Senator.
Oh, Cheryl, I'll walk outside if I have to.
We're getting thumbs up from my producer. Walk outside, he's saying.
I'm going.
That just shows you how happy you are to try to help us out and make sure we can clear this up. Now, don't freeze on us out there, Senator.
I'm outside now. So, I've met with the governor, and as I was saying, I think that there is going to be some opportunity to find common ground, and where we can, I'm eager to, and where we can't, we're going to be a vocal group in favor of the priorities that make Michigan a great place to live.
Yeah, you have always said, and I've always frankly loved when I've heard you say that you're ready to work with people who are ready to work, frankly.
Well, there's no question. Our job number one's got to be putting people back to work here in Michigan. And in order to do that, you have to make certain investments and ensure that we're educating our kids and that this is a place that businesses want to locate. And we're, if we start doing that and ridding the budget of gimmicks and games, I think we can actually move Michigan forward, and I'm optimistic about it.
The gamesmanship, if you will, my word. It's time for some of that to go, isn't it? I mean, you've been kind of no nonsense.
Absolutely, and I think that with my new counterpart, who's the new head of the Senate, Randy Richardville, we have a 10-year friendship, and I trust him, and he's no nonsense as well. And we're certainly not going to agree on everything, but I think you'll see a different kind of work ethic and ability to work together at the Capitol than we've seen in a while.
Well, that's good news for everybody in this state. Let me back up. Tonight airs the episode of Off the Record, where it got all four of the leaders together, new legislative leaders together. And, of course, there's always news that comes out of those shows. First of all, the first time the four of you were together in this capacity. And is there going to be some agreement on budget-cutting measures when it comes between the Democrats and the Republicans?
I think we'll ultimately will. You know, there always is. Almost every budget's passed with, you know, bipartisan support in the final, you know, document. There will be lots of changes between when it's introduced by the governor, which is a suggestion, and when the legislature, you know, disposes of the budget. But, you know, I do think that we will find some common ground, you know, at the onset, when you first talk about making cuts and having shared sacrifice, it's got to apply across the board, and it's got to be a long-term comprehensive solution to what, you know, our fiscal problems have been.
Is everything on the table?
You know, I'm making the case that everything should be. We've got all sorts of tax expenditures, they're called. They're just kind of glorified earmarks for, you know, different groups, different interest groups. And, you know, I think we should be sunsetting every tax break and scrutinizing it and seeing if it's really meeting the objective that it was intended to. As well as we scrutinize the school aid budget, for instance, every single year. Those deserve the same level of scrutiny.
Will budget cuts be enough, do you think, or where there'll have to be new taxes involved? Or where's your take on this at this early date?
I don't, you know, I'm hesitant to use the word new taxes. I think reviewing, you know, our tax policy in terms of giving out tax breaks as to whether or not they still make sense and whether or not they're producing jobs, I think, is something that makes sense. But I don't know how you could balance a state budget with an all-cuts budget, because we're starting with $1.8 billion deficit. The governor's new business tax proposal creates another $1.5 billion hole. So that's $3.3 billion out of a budget that's $7.7 billion general fund. That's half the budget. And I don't know how you actually cut that much without really sacrificing kids and public safety. So I think in the final analysis, you've got to have a mixed solution to a very complicated problem.
The taping tonight that I mentioned of Off the Record, one of the subjects that came up was reducing state employees' compensation, that should be part of the budget talks. Your cohorts in the Senate majority and House majority didn't necessarily agree on, you all agreed that perhaps that should happen, but didn't agree on how that should happen.
I think we all agreed that, you know, we've got to take a look to see if there's a better way to do something. The question is, can you balance the budget just by cutting state employees? Absolutely not. Have state employees made any sacrifices? Absolutely. One out of every four Michigan residents relies on the state to survive at the end of the day. So we've got to be very careful about our social safety net and, you know, have a comprehensive group where, you know, shared sacrifice means that everyone chips in to move the state forward. And I think that looking to one group to bear, you know, the whole responsibility isn't good policy for the safety of our citizens, and it certainly isn't policy that's going to get us to a balanced budget.
You just mentioned the safety of our citizens, and certainly one of the topics that have been talked about quite a bit in recent weeks is road patrols and so forth, and that's a county issue and a township issue and so forth, but it sure seems like public safety is taking it on the chin, taking hits when it comes to budget cuts.
That's right. My my colleague Rick Hamill, who is the Senate or the House Democratic leader, pointed out that one of the townships in his district had to hold a spaghetti dinner to buy the police force uniforms. I mean, that it shows you that we've not really put a priority, despite all the rhetoric out of the Capitol, we've not really put a great priority on public safety, and we need to hold the line there. You can't move Michigan forward if people don't feel safe in their homes and on the streets. And so, you know, I think public safety has got to continue to remain one of our first concerns, and to do that, you know, you've got to have sound funding for it.
Now, revenue sharing comes up certainly in any discussions of budget cutting. And, you know, of course, cities and townships and counties have seen monies dwindling in recent years. Where do you see revenue sharing? People are scared if the monies they're going to be getting to these areas are going to get lower again.
I think every single person there said if you do an all cuts budget, they have to cut from revenue sharing. There's just no way to look at it without doing that, and if that's whether or not that's a good policy decision is where we differed. And I'd say no, we can't continue to cut from our fire safety and our police forces and expect businesses to locate here in Michigan and expect people to want to live here. You know, one of the key advantages that we have over some other states is that, you know, not only is Michigan a beautiful place, but, you know, so far we've done a pretty good job on public safety in our schools as well. But, you know, if we go down that path, I think it, you know, it does not help the state move forward. In fact, I think it'll hurt our reputation nationally worse than it already has been.
What are you most looking forward to this year, Senator?
I'm looking forward to a new era in at the Capitol. I've served in the minority for 10 years, but I've not served with a leader like my colleague Randy Richardville, who I think will have an open mind and you know, welcome our seat at the table. And I think we're going to find some common ground and have a different tone. And tone sounds like something simple, but you know, I think the last election taught us that people are tired of partisanship and bickering and the blame game, and I think we're all committed to doing things differently in Lansing, and I am excited about that.
Well, very good. Well, best of luck with the move into the new office, and I appreciate you joining us this evening, and I want you to go inside and get warm again.
Well, it's gorgeous outside, even though we're going to get a lot of snow tonight. It is just absolutely beautiful, and thanks for having me on, Cheryl. Have a good weekend.
You're so welcome. I'll look forward to talking with you again. You as well.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Good night. Senator Gretchen Whitmer, Senate Minority Leader, talking with us this evening. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after these messages.